Look, can I just tell you what happened? I don't want any psychological nonsense. Just listen, so I can get this off my chest. I pay you enough for these bloody sessions, so please, just do as I ask. I need to tell someone. Oh, good. Thank you. So, on occasion, I like to go riding. Yes, well, of course, horses. I don't own one, but I like to go to the country clubs a few times a year and borrow one of theirs. So, I was there, and the silly girl who was meant to have my mount ready for me was nowhere to be seen, so I looked for her around the stables. There was no one about, but I came across this beautiful black stallion waiting in his stall, all alone. Amazing beast. Anyway, I got closer, and his tail swished, and I saw it. Yes, it is his asshole. I don't quite know how to describe it, but I felt compelled to get closer, to look at his hole more closely. I walked right up to him and patted him softly so he knew I was there, and I lifted his tail. Yes, to look at his asshole. Oh, it was huge, protruding like a pocket dark donut, and somehow tempting. I looked about, ensuring no one could see me, and I got closer, leaning in so my face was only inches away from it. My nostrils were filled with a musky scent of horse, which was even stronger at this end, and I was overcome with this overwhelming urge to kiss it. Yes, the horse's asshole. I put my lips to it and kissed it. The horse whinnied for the way they do when you brush them, and after he made no attempt to move away, I kissed him again and again and then again, and before I knew what I was doing, I was peppering his protruding anus with kisses. Yes, passionate kisses. I hugged his rear end and kissed him around and on his ass. Have you ever heard of anything so outrageous? But I couldn't help myself. I felt a wave of lust coming over me. I licked and kissed him, my hands running over his strong body until they finally found his balls. Two huge, heavy, leathery black balls. My kissing moved away from his ass down towards those massive tentacles, and I kissed them. I kissed them too. In fact, I nuzzled them, pushing my face into them so I could feel how heavy they were, and warm, so warm. Fuck, they were so warm, and the scent, deep, rich horse musk. I pulled away from it briefly, as if common sense and decency were trying to reassert themselves. The horse's arsehole and balls had the faint marks of my lipstick on them, and it seemed that my depraved lust swept back over me. I pressed my face against its anus and started to lick the horse. I pushed my tongue just the tip at first into him, and then more. I was making out with his asshole. His ring wasn't tight, and he was huge, like a massive pair of lips. I moaned aloud as I dipped my tongue in and out, tongue, fucking him as I kept his tail aloft with one hand and stroked a tight buttock with the other. I wanted even more, to go deeper, to give myself utterly to his hole. I let the tail drop and fall behind me against the back of my head, as if he was holding my head in place, welcoming and wanting me to tongue him. Having my mouth open so much was causing me to dribble and drool, but I didn't care. I slobbered over his amazing arsehole as my tongue made love to it. My hands free now, I reached down to fondle his balls, cupping them, feeling their weight and pure animal masculinity. It wasn't long before I reached further and found his dick. As you can expect, it was huge and hanging from him like a limb. I grasped with both hands and started to jerk as I continued to eat out his amazing asshole. Soon I was pumping his swinging dick, and it took both arms to work his length, which made my body rock, causing my face to rub against his anus. It must have been an obscene sight, but I didn't care. I just wanted his huge asshole. I tongued it, rimming, I believe the term is, and what a rim he had, huge and wrinkly and powerful, lapping around and inside his beautiful hole. My hand slid up and down his mighty cock, sometimes stroking his balls too, as I made out the back end of the horse. I just kept going, licking and kissing. My hands left his giant cock and balls and slid up to his asshole. I felt it, his wrinkled, puckered flesh. I could feel my own tongue lapping away as I slobbered over him. But it just wasn't enough. Somehow I wanted even more. Oh, so I pushed. I pushed my lips into him, my nose too. I rubbed my face against and into his ass. I was disgusting. I know I just did it, nuzzling his hole, feeling it against my face. His musk was overwhelming. My head was swimming. It was like I lost control of myself. Like I was drunk on this horse's asshole. I swear, if I could, I would have pushed my whole face up his ass. But I pulled back, stopping to briefly admire the sight of his big swollen ring before I went straight back to kissing and licking it. Aroused doesn't even begin to describe the fire I felt between my legs. At some point, my hand slid between my thighs, and I discovered I was soaking wet. I was drenched. A large wet patch was soaking through my tight, cream-colored riding pants. The material was tight around my swollen camel toe, and without thinking, I started to feel and rub my vulva. Soon, I was strumming against my clit and moaning into his arsehole as I lapped away like an animal. I was totally lost in a moment, like I'd gone feral. My tongue played against the horse's ring. It slid in and out as I drooled in lust. My pussy drooled too. I could feel my wetness soaking through my tight pants and coating my fingertips. I was bucking my hips, an involuntary reflex like I was humping my own head. If I could, I would have ground myself against the horse, rutting myself against the back of his taut, muscular leg, humping it like a teenage girl humps furniture. But I was too transfixed on eating out his fucking sexy asshole. Oh, the whole stable staff could have been standing behind me watching and I wouldn't have noticed or cared if they were. I just wanted his ass string, that huge black muscular hole. The need to come between my legs was building. I could feel how hard my clit was. Even through my riding leggings, I knew a powerful climax was due, and as it approached, my legs weakened. Oh, I dropped to my knees, my legs opened, my hand a blur between my thighs. I looked up at the horse behind as it towered over me like I was worshipping at the most divine shrine of utter self-degradation. I stared up at his asshole, the leathery skin moist with my kisses. I fixed upon it as I felt myself close to coming. My mind became a whirl, a torrent of mixed feelings. I was disgusted with myself, ashamed, but also aroused as I've never been, experiencing lust and desire on a new level. What if I was discovered? What if people knew I'd rimmed the perfect hole? What if people had seen me huffing on the horse's musk? My thoughts of discovery vanished when I saw the horse's tail rise, lifting by its own accord away from its arsehole, which began to twitch. I knew what was coming, but I didn't move. Instead, I kept rubbing myself as I saw that beautiful hole start to pucker. It distended slightly as if becoming a chute. A shit chute. A magic extended drain pipe replacing the ring I had been worshipping. And then it opened. Oh, its blown out asshole opened and a deluge of manure tumbled out. Like a fat horse pouring concrete, great lumps of peaty poop that thumped off my chest and rolled down me. So much of it came out, it was like an avalanche of dung splattering over me as I just carried on, my soaking wet fingers making myself calm as I lusted over the gape-shitting asshole. Oh, yes, I came, I orgasmed, my climax. I fucking gushed as horse crap, stinky, peaty, squishy manure erupted from a gaping, colossal asshole. I can't describe the disgusting, depraved hotness of that moment. It was like I'd won some bizarre muck jackpot and the horse's ass was paying out like a casino slot machine. I moaned aloud and begged for more crap, more filth to cover me, and the horse obliged. It was like he was ejaculating his shit all over me, like the whole world was coming at once in a deluge, burying me in filth. Once he'd finished, a swamp of crap having tumbled over me, his leathery black asshole returned to normal like nothing had happened, and his tail lowered as if signaling he was done with me. And as I focused on the ring of black flesh, I came again, came harder than I've ever come in my life. I gushed into my riding leggings. It was simply awful. My squirt soaking my inner thighs as I gasped and panted like a woman possessed with a twisted lust for horse. Ah, lust for equine beauty, for stallion strength, for huge horsey cock, for heavy steed balls, and most of all, for that tempting asshole. On my knees, surrounded in fresh musky manure. Oh God, the memory of it, the smell of the texture, the taboo, the crashing waves of my climax. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm gonna come right now here. Fuck. 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 I think I may have blacked out or something, as I don't recall what happened next. I just remember being home and showering. It was like I was actually drunk on the experience. So, yes, that's what happened. I really don't know what came over me, but there it is. An act of utter depravity that no one, and I mean no one, can ever know about. Why are you so disheveled? Oh, were you touching yourself? How utterly revolting. What is wrong with you, for fuck's sake? Anyway, I must be going. I have a writing session booked at the club.